parents, Asia 10 is delighted and honored to be with you and to serve you this morning. Last week we did a group. We did a group action, and during this action, the examples of the friends were so inspiring, to say the least. And why were we so inspired by the examples of the friends? Because they are great in our eyes. So, when we came together to prepare for this morning lesson, all we could think about for a topic is the greatness of the friends. In the first excerpt that we chose, Rabash tells us that in order to feel the greatness of the friends, one must annul itself. The friends are not just faces that we see. They are desires that we connect to. We can only feel the greatness of the Creator through the greatness of the friends. We need to feel the greatness of the friends for the environment to influence us. And the influence of the environment is our only avenue to advance in the work. So this is why the good examples of the friends push us closer to the goal of bestowal. But the examples of the friends will not influence us if the friends are not great in our eyes. That's why the more we appreciate the environment, the more we can advance in the work. Okay. Now we go back to Petah Tikva for the reading.
Source excerpt number one, Barabash. There are two conditions to obtaining the greatness. One, always listen and assume appreciation of the environment to the extent that they exaggerate. Two, the environment should be great, as it is written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. To receive the first condition, each student must feel that he is the smallest among all the friends. In that state, one can receive the appreciation of the greatness from everyone. Since the great cannot receive from a smaller one, much less be impressed by his words. Rather, only the small is impressed by the appreciation of the great. And for the second condition, each student must extol the virtues of each friend and cherish him as though he were the greatest in the generation. Then the environment will affect him as a sufficiently great environment, since quality is more important than quantity. Again, the source excerpt. There are two conditions for obtaining greatness. One, always listen and assume appreciation of the environment to the extent that they exaggerate.
Two,
the environment should be great, as it is written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. To receive the first condition, each student must feel that he is the smallest among all the friends. In that state, one can receive the appreciation of the greatness from everyone, since the great cannot receive from a smaller one, much less be impressed by his words. Rather, only the small is impressed by the appreciation of the great. And for the second condition, each student must extol the virtues of each friend and cherish him as though he were the greatest in the generation. Then the environment will affect him as a sufficiently environment, great environment should. Since quality is more important than quantity.
Dear Havarim, yesterday we celebrated Purim, meaning our final correction. This is our future state. I recall some time ago Rav saying in a lesson, what we see of our 10 is our future. So, knowing this to match the future state fitting of the perfect operator's creation would require seeing and appreciating a great and unified society. Our society is our circle of friends, our 10. As Rabash writes, to achieve this impression of greatness of friends, we need to see ourselves as small. When we gather with the friends, we reveal, as is written, in the multitude of the people is the king's glory. But remember, as Rabash guides, quality is more important than quantity. This quality is achieved by our appreciation of the friends as great, and furthermore, expressing it to the friends. This is the most effective means to accelerate our advancement to the final goal, and no doubt to give the Creator contentment. Now, for the active workshop question. How much do you appreciate the society? Again, the active workshop question. How much do you appreciate the society?
Yesterday, immediately after the end of the Congress, I had to go to work. And there you receive the gift of seeing in your face how much your friends are on the degree of Adam. Their heart demands a connection with the purpose of creation. Compared to most people, and along with the inspiration that it gives you for the friends, it also reminds you of our responsibility, that our prayer in the end must include the people who are not sitting with us here in the study hall.
How much you appreciate the society? How much do you appreciate your life? To what extent?
I'll add that it's as much as you appreciate the Creator.
As much as you simply live the words, there is no reality but the friends.
Yes, it's always possible to add more and more in the appreciation of the society. But this impression that your life depends on them, both your corporeality as well as your spirituality. This place where we become more and more together, more and more one, closer and closer to each other, and we succeed in getting faster to this, back to this state when we get out of it. So there is really a very special force in the society.
I think
you appreciate them as much as you invest in them. This invest is infinite on the one hand. On the other hand, it's like a fortune, like a gift that the Creator gives to a person, and a person likes it, finds something great about it in society, and this way he finds his spirituality through the greatness he sees in the friends.
In truth, it doesn't matter how much you appreciate them, you should also always know that it's like the Creator, as much as you appreciate them, they're still much greater than what you think. Maybe it's to your benefit that you can't see how great they truly are. But this is something that you should always aspire to. Constantly be concerned that you are the smallest, the one who annuls the most zero, and opposite that, how great they are. You must do it. You must. This is actually your grip on the path.
Yeah, there are many words to say about the society, the general society, the world kli, the friends, and an organization that goes above reason in all the activities they do. And they don't move like all the egoists of this world. Each day, the activities they do with love, with the whole system here, it's something just above reason. It doesn't exist in reality of this world.
Wow, wow, L'chaim Chaverim, what a workshop here in our tent. There was a lot of love expressed and a lot of appreciation. Indeed, the friends are amazing. They're so great. Especially after the Unity Day yesterday, really full of gratitude for the Creator to have privileged us to be a part of this amazing, great society. And after that, let's connect to another excerpt from Rabash, which gives us another perspective of the greatness of the friends and how we can perceive it and use it in order to advance more towards our connection and fulfilling the goal of creation. Please, Petach Tikva, if you can read excerpt number 2. Please, Gilad.
Second excerpt by Rabash. It is impossible to receive the influence of the society if he is not attached to the society. Meaning, if he does not appreciate them. To the extent that he does, he can receive from them the influence without any work, simply by adhering to the society. Again, it is impossible to receive the influence of the society if he is not attached to the society. Meaning, if he does not appreciate them. To the extent that he does, he can receive from them the influence without any work, simply by adhering to the society.
Our friends, we've just heard and felt this amazing and beautiful love in the hearts of the friends as they yearn for this unification and prepared us for the lesson. Let us keep asking the Creator to connect our amazing friends in every state we find ourselves, especially on this special time of joy on this day of Purim. I'm sure we'll discover that the Creator will help us to dwell in this unity and come to wholeness. We at Asia 10 thank you from the bottom of our hearts for giving us this privilege of presenting to the world Kli this morning. And as Rav said, the main thing is joy. So we bring our joy to melt together with your joy. As we move to a silent workshop question, let us all become a conduit to the Creator and connect so that there is nothing else to do but to connect. Silent workshop, friends, let us enter the connection with one heart and feel the Creator there. Again, let's enter the connection with one heart and feel the Creator there.